Blog Talk Radio.
This is your girl, Carla B, and this is your eBuzz. What's goody, everybody? This is your girl, Carla B. I got my East Coon Boom Mocha D on deck with me tonight, y'all, for the eBuzz show. And this is the eBuzz where we discuss everything from celebrity news, EOTM news, business, PR tips, new music, and so much more. And it's always a pleasure to host the show with the one and only, the infamous, the baddest radio chick on EOTM, Mocha D. What's good with you, lady? I love it. Oh, my God. Is that like a wave?
Yes. It really is. It's a wave. And you know what I'm going to do for you, Mocha D, since it's been a minute?
I'm going to have to pull out the red carpet for you. I just got to do it. Yes, for you. Strike
the
pose, Mocha D. Go ahead.
I love it. Mocha D is definitely up in your house, Carla B, and it's always an honor to be back online with you.
I understand.
You got a reward for the people today, so I am more than excited, you know, on the show and everything today, being here with you guys, because we're doing a darn thing out here. I'm so happy, not just excited to be on the radio today, but to be here in Cali with you. I think this is like the maybe the only the third show I've done with you since you've been in Cali, and it feels good though. It feels good. I'm keeping up with it because I got a surprise for you, Carly.
Well, anyway, I don't want no surprise, but it's okay. We can talk about that.
You need a surprise.
Okay,
so anyway, I'm holding. I'm just here holding it down with you. I got love for you, man. Is Sweet Sassy T in the building?
She's not, baby girl. It's just me and you. And really quick, y'all, I want to go ahead and give you guys a quick update on EOTM media events. Make sure you keep it locked to EOTMblog.com for all of the red carpet events and exclusive interviews with celebrities such as 50 Cent, Sanaa Lathan, Kimberly Elise, Tia and Tamara, Phil Morris, Sharon Stone, Mama Kim, who's our featured guest tonight. Y'all also make sure, oh my God, me and T'Angelo, we covered the some of the red carpet festivities for the Oscars yesterday, so make sure you check out the exclusive footage. It's so funny. But check it out at www.eotmtv.com. And I'm going to say that again, EOTMTV.com. And I'm going to break it down just in case people like, what she did say? All right, it's the first time listening. EOTM, which stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. Entrepreneurs on the Move, TV.com is all for you. Yes, sir, it's all for you. And I want to put it out there again. We've been putting it out there for a couple of weeks. Well, we still are looking for interns. So if you are looking to get into the world of media, this would be a great opportunity. You can actually contact me personally via email, which is pr@eotmradio.com. And that's PR as in public relations, at EOTMRadio.com. And lastly, are an indie artist looking for radio play, by all means, send all your radio edited music to DJPlayMySong at EOTMRadio.com. Again, that is DJPlayMySong at EOTMRadio.com. Please also include a brief bio and a couple of headshots. And again, that email is DJPlayMySong at EOTMRadio.com. I cannot accept music sent to my PR at EOTMRadio.com. I don't receive music via that email. So just keep that in mind, y'all. That was a mouthful.
Oh my God, you know, and when I think back, I'll be glad, you know, maybe you can remind everybody, Carla B, about what's happening, you know, on, as far as the anniversary and everything, you know, since we got a couple of seconds, because I'm
talking
about.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, we are actually 4 years. We've been on air February 25th. It made 4 years, so we're actually having a really special show on EOTM Radio on March the 2nd at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And y'all make sure y'all check it out right here, www.eotmradio.com. Your girl Carla B will be hosting it. All of the radio personalities will be in the house. And we have radio personalities all across the country, all across the world. So make sure y'all are checking in with us and calling in to let us know how EOTM Radio has impacted your lives in a good way, bad way. We want to hear it all. So make sure y'all do that. We're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back with our featured guest, Mama Kim. Hold tight, y'all.
FBI's top agent.
Okay.
Son, what are you doing here? You just saw Chertoff murder someone.
That means he's gonna kill me?
He's going back undercover.
I'm gonna hide you. How you gonna hide a swag big as this?
But this time, he's got backup.
La, la, la. You're a difficult child, Charmaine Daisy Pierce. Who?
My great niece. And you better start sounding like it before you scare someone.
How's this?
Swing low, swing low.
From 20th Century Fox and Regency Entertainment.
Welcome to the Georgia Girls School for the Arts.
This is where I'm going to hide you.
What up? So many sweet, delicious girls.
Martin Lawrence.
I'm the new house mom. Hey, mom.
That's the understatement of the century.
Shake what your mama gave you. Shake what your mama gave you.
More like Mary J. Bowles.
Amen!
Next February, Boston.
We got him.
Follow him.
What a trap.
Now I know why they call it the Nutcracker.
Like Father.
Let the games begin.
Let's hit green.
Looks like we all out of green.
I got you, green.
Oh, hell no!
Like Son.
You must be our new student, Charmaine. Just in time for figure day.
Now, if you'll kindly just drop the sheet.
Say what?
Whoops! There it is!
Big Mama, like Father, like Son.
Oh, no, no!
Damn.
I'm not even wearing a clean pair of granny panties.
Boss enough, you
XXL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide, covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all time's biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the EBuzz Show. course, this is your girl, Carla B., and I want to just get right into it, y'all. Have a great, this lady is a phenomenal lady. She actually should be part of our Powerful Women on the Move series because she's not just a recording artist. She is has such a beautiful spirit. She is a woman on the move, making major moves, and she has been for a very long time. I want to, at this time, give it up and give a hearty welcome for the first time ever on EOTM Radio. We do have Mama Kim. Welcome to the show.
Wow.
We're going to pull out the red carpet for you, too. You're going to get the red carpet, too. Yes, you get that treatment, too. Yeah, thank you
I
so
love
much.
It. You guys
well,
are so much fun.
Well, you know, we try to, you know, we be trying to get jiggy with it, trying to be like, so, you know, my.
You guys are so much fun.
We're
going to listen to you for hours.
That's what we
Great.
Really appreciate it. But, you know, right now, Mama Kim is not about us at all. It's all about you. So I want you to do one thing for me. For the listeners out there globally, Mama Kim, that may not have heard of you for whatever reason, maybe they're underneath a rock living there or something like that, go ahead and enlighten their mind, if you will.
Okay, well, let's see. We've been in the music industry for quite some time. It takes a lot of work, as anyone who's in it knows. And we're just releasing a awesome, awesome single hip-hop rock remix release of one of my songs off my album called Stayin' a Player that was produced by the fantastic award-winning Los Angeles Producer of the Year, Zeno Mataloni. And it features two-time Grammy-nominated artist and award-winning artist Skilo, whom we all remember.
Yeah.
Well. And we also feature a singing phenomenon, Lisa Matamoros. And we have a big team behind us of people who have helped us put it together, and it's come a long way. We have musicians playing on it that have played with Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Tina Turner, John Cougar Mellencamp. These guys are Greg Wright, guitarist, Dig Lewis on the bass, Ray Knitsky on keyboards, and Dino Mataloni on the drums. These guys have played for the biggest and the best. So the song has all the ingredients that it needs to be a big success, and we're very, very excited about it. And we
That's
hope
what's
to.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is what's up, and it's great. It's a great piece, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. I've had the pleasure of listening to that hot track that Mama Kim just talked about, Stayin' a Player. And Mocha D, you know what I want to do right now? From Mocha D, all the people and the listeners, the radio people with EOTM that haven't heard, Stayin' a Player, guess what? You're going to listen to it right now. Check it out, you guys. Stayin' a Player, hold tight.
I'm staying a player. love hate. Before you get the start tripping, get it in your head that I'm not another brother with me, a hood rat. Just understood that, put it on my hood that if I'm happy with the product, I'm bringing the hood back. Money and the bitch ain't just get all in the way. I'm sick of all the no good women that won't stay. Worse they don't pay, really that don't pay. And I already heard enough stuff today. No stress, just because you're cute and well dressed don't mean you get the keys to my new SS. Might as well guess, I got me a Rolex that I bought last week. Now what does this mean?
What we're gonna do with the good girls up through when nothing goes to the same as when it's true. I will be old and it's new. No wonder I'm staying a player till they call day two. I call them back in the game.
Taking a chance with me.
And you're
taking a chance with me.
Welcome back, y'all. That was Stayin' a Playin' by Mama Kim. And you know, one of the first questions I'm going to ask you, Mama Kim, is I'm talking a little bit about that track and the reason, you know, what were the inspirations, if you will, in writing that?
Well, it's a story that a lot of women can relate to, I suppose. For me, my inspiration in writing that track was a failed marriage of 20 years. And, you know, women, when they're not appreciated by their husbands or, you know, and things fall apart, and, you know, if you've really truly given it your all and you come to find out that it just wasn't appreciated, then you might go through a season in your life. You might go through a season in your life where you feel really rebellious about that, and you might be tempted to go out and make some really bad choices in retaliation. And the song is about not retaliate. You know, it's about the temptation to retaliate and to make maybe go out and do some things, you know, like be a bad girl and show them and, you know, show them that you were worth something. But you go out and you do that, you're showing them, you're not showing anybody anything. You're only hurting yourself more. So then it's to you got to bring yourself back to that wisdom that tells you to move on and be strong and still be who you are and keep your character and keep, you know, like my favorite line in the song personally for me is, what's the world going to do if the good girls are through?
Wow.
So, yep. You know, it's like I had to, coming out of that, it was so painful. I had to bring myself back to my senses and say, no, you know what? I'm going to keep the integrity I've had and that I've believed in all these years, and I'm going to stand strong in that integrity, and I'm going to share this pain in a way that, you know, might sound fun, like, ooh, this sounds fun and rebellious, but at the same time, I'm challenging you to think, wait a second, is that really what you want to do? You know,
don't
you want to do something, you know, keep your integrity and do something that really matters and stay strong, because people don't determine your worth, you know, you determine your worth.
Wow, that is so,
you know, so.
Yeah, that's so key. And you hit the nail on the head, and I'm sure Mocha D can definitely appreciate those words. What you got to say about that, Mocha D?
Well, you know what? She's absolutely right. That's just how it is, you know? I mean, you make it happen, and until you make it happen and show that you even got love for what you're doing, nobody's going to love what you're doing. And, nine times out of ten, they're not going to love it anyway, because there's so much hatred in the world, you know. So the bottom line is love what you're doing, love yourself, and make it happen, and hope you can touch just that one person. If you can get one person to be touched and inspired, that's a real good day.
It sure is. That's absolutely right.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I want to go really quick to the phone line, so I know that we have a couple callers that were wanting to call in and say hello to you, Mama Kim. So at that time, I am going to unmute a really nice, kind gentleman that has been holding ever so patiently 10 minutes before we aired, and he's still here. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Can you guys hear
is that acapella?
Acapella the General, yes. I definitely want to say hello to everybody. How are you guys doing today?
We are super.
Basically, I love that record, man. I really wanted to tell Mama Kim congratulations. I know she's been working really, really hard, you know, and tell her, you know, to keep pushing the way she's pushing, because she's an example to a lot of the queens of the universe, you know.
Wow, and that's awesome.
And I'm really glad that you guys even have a show like this where the queens can actually, you know, oversee and talk to the younger generation. That's
right.
Amazing.
That's what's up. So tell us this a little bit of, as far as you are concerned. Did you have, are you in the industry as well? And did you have anything to do with Mama Kim's new CD that's coming out? Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, yes, to answer your first question, yes, I do have a big part in the industry right now. I got a record out with Jadakiss called Bottle Service. I've been working on my own project. Mama Kim actually one day was like, Acapella, why don't you just jump on the track? I want you on the track. So that part where it goes...
Okay.
That part where it goes,
I'm a
player. That's me, actually. But
wow.
I thank her so much for throwing me on there, because now she's getting ready to blow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going for the ride.
Yeah, actually.
That's
so
awesome.
Like I said, the Queens of the Universe is opening up ports. So, you know, I might as well telepath one of them along with them, because it's all positive and I'm all for all positive, you know?
That's what's up.
Yeah, he really is. He's an amazing talent, that guy. And it's funny that he called in, because I was going to mention him and also my video editor, Gordon Michael. I just have such an incredible team of people around me, and those two guys are no less a part of the family than everybody who played on the song, you know, in the forefront. And I just can't, I'm just so thankful. Sometimes I sit back and I just think, wow, how did this all take place? But it's just an evolution of keeping on going, you know, and that's really what the entrepreneurial spirit is about. It's about keeping on going, and you'd be amazed, like, how the universe just brings you what you need and brings you the right people, you know, and he's one of those people.
Right.
He's a great guy.
Right. Well, before he leaves, I want to touch on something. I want to ask you guys a question that I typically ask more so towards the end, but considering your friend called in, I want to get his opinion on it also. But, you know, the entertainment industry is, I believe, is such a hard industry, and entertainment overall, I'm talking about music and, you know, for actors, actresses. But, you know, Mama Kim, you've been in the industry for forever.
Yes.
You've worked with some of the most big-name people, and you still seem very grounded. So I want to know how do you stay so focused and grounded within this industry, and what kind of advice would you be willing to lend to maybe some younger folks that are listening to this interview right now, where they're needing that little, you know, leadership, that little inspiration, if you will?
Well, okay, I'm going to put this in a way it's my spirituality mainly, if you just want to be blunt about it, but let me break that down just real quick. It's a logic. There's a logic in true thinking that tells you that, you know, you're just a team player on this earth. Everybody needs everybody, and it takes a team to build these things. You don't build these songs or any art by yourself. Oh, a painter can sit down and paint a painting by himself, but he still needs a team to get it out there, and you need people to inspire you. You need people who've invested in you. You need people who've believed in you. You need all these things. We need each other. And if you ever think that you're so big that you don't need anyone, then you're not thinking straight. You know, you got to keep your thinking straight. You got to be very logical. You got to be very real about life. Everything is very insecure. Life changes on a whim, and things are never, ever 100% going to be there for you forever. So you've got to keep on working and involving other people and creating, and you got to keep going because you just don't know. And it's to get your head out of whack is just all that's going to do is get in your way. You're not thinking straight, you know. You
right.
got to think straight. First you may be, you know, you may be a son or a daughter or a mother or a father there's other parts of your life that's the important stuff. That's really what the foundation of what you're trying to support in everything else you do are just those real natural things that everybody can relate to, that everybody has in their lives. And that's really what we all are, and that's really what it's all about. So just to remember that, I think, is your greatest opportunity for success is if you just remember who you really are.
Right. Wow,
yeah.
That's so great. And I want to get, I know I didn't mention the gentleman's name, but if you can share what your name is for our listeners.
My name is Acapella. I go by Acapella, and that's A-K-A, P as in Paul, E-L-L-O, the General, D-I, General. Yeah. My outlook on staying grounded, I couldn't agree more with Mama Kim. Basically, it's actually, it really depends on your background, how you was raised, how you treat women, you know, how you go through your everyday life, how you deal with stress. You know, all of that relates to how grounded you stay. And being a team player has a major part of it because when you understand that success don't just come overnight and you can't do it by yourself, because you can shoot a billion videos, make a billion record, but who's going to put it out? Who's going to buy it? Your fans going to buy it? And how do you stay grounded to be an approachable person? You know, all this stuff I look at is like it's very difficult without having a team. And you gotta have God in your life. It's just something that's unexplainable, but you just gotta have it. You gotta have it. And some people don't have it, but you can always tell the ones who do. And kind of it goes back a lot with your background and how you was raised and how you, like I said, how you treat women and how
right.
how yeah, all of that.
Wow.
So that's just my outlook on it, you know.
Right, and that's well said, and, you know, it's definitely you guys reek of positivity and hopefulness and all that great stuff, so, and that's definitely what I get from you two tonight. I know that you guys are entertainers, but you really need to think about being maybe motivational speakers because you guys, I'm sure you're inspiring some minds. I want to go on to
some. It's funny you should say that because I've had so many people tell me that throughout my career.
But you got a story. I mean, you have a story,
yeah.
And
yeah.
What most of us do, but it's all about, you know, knowing how to present your story to the world. Mocha D, what you got to say? It's later. Okay, I don't know if we lost her for a second, but sure, maybe she's.
That's how I got the name. That's how I got the name
on Hey, I'm sorry about that, you guys. My phone went on a blank for a second. I'm listening to you guys. Sorry about that.
No problem. Okay, well, let me go ahead and get into some questions in regards to staying a player and all the other great things that you're doing, Mama Kim. We played that track, Stand a Player, so if some of our listeners are wanting to, and we got a
background noise, I don't know exactly where it's coming from, but
yeah, I hear that.
Hold on one sec. All right.
So can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I kind of got some background noise too.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to be right back. We'll take a quick commercial break to clean up the background noise. We'll be right back, y'all, with Mama Kim. Hold tight.
Double XL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide. BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay tuned. Edover Hills, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's Video Library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
The noise, baby. I'm taking this universe. King Kong is alive. Bumping through your hood like the rain from the sky. My people's all ride or die. Like Buffalo soldiers going round the outside. Going in the west, but I'm representing hip-hop. Going in the east, so I rhyme like a thief. Pour a little liquor for the deity to see. While I humble MCs like trees by the leaves. Looking at the screen, smelling like a hash box. Sealed on the block like a Glock in the dash box. Around have nots, known to take the cash route. See the cash in your ass out, put the mask out. You're getting smacked by the black Al Capone. Take it to the face like shots up the throne. You probably want it, but you're scared of the fame. That's why I came popping hits with the rep pain.
Hear stories about jail, it ain't necessary. You know that fam took your commissary. Sweat dripping dirt, I fuck up your juggler. I'm a muscle in these streets, M.O. born hustler. Fuck the Rico to all my people. And if we get shook, we can flip the Puerto Rico. You like death is walking all up in your area. What's better, me or your mama's burying you?
The coroner said he don't do foreigners, so put you in the ground. Mom's is on the corner, your black toe bagged up. Infrared blowed up, the vessels at your funeral. Fuck it, they got stuck up. Pitbull massacre, blood in the ashtray. Ski mask way in the hallway. I spray all day, every day, don't talk too much. Know your lips on the Dutch, AK behind the clutch.
Looking through the sky, see easy. Passing near the sun, now the west can't see me. Till I put my life on the TV. Sell 100 mil like I was in the TV. Coming from the bottom, but made a move for the top. West side money maker, banging out the green rock. I'm like a theme park, pay to see them things flop. Playing streets on the red eye, like a bean pot. I live between the truth and lies, where evil eyes see my block is hot. Where cops go to nick or not. Pointed at me, and I ain't no retreater. I heard it's for the leaders, the blast with the heater. 4 millimeters. Reaching like preachers. I teach you slanging reefer, rocking shelves over leaders. There used to be procedures that we wait for, please. Nobody's trying to feed us like the street ain't eating.
Hey, welcome back, y'all, to the E-Buzz. That track right there was from one of EOTM Public Relations' newest clients, Tanyan Sounds. That was Here I Am featuring Father MC. And, of course, we have a very, very special guest tonight because she's a powerful woman on the move, Mama Kim, recording artist. We played her one of her title tracks, which was Stayin' a Playa, a little bit earlier, and we've already got instant messages. And in regard to that track, they wanna definitely keep that in rotation, and we definitely will. Welcome back, Mama Kim and Mocha D.
Thanks.
Yeah,
still in there?
Yeah. Exactly. What's up? Well, we happy that you're still in the house. I want to get dig a little bit with Mama Kim in regards to questions in regards to what she's doing. So if our listeners are wanting to find you, Mama Kim, on the internet, please go ahead and show them where they can listen to some of your tracks, where they can go purchase Stay in the Player.
Okay. Stay in a Player can be purchased on Amazon right now. iTunes hasn't got it up yet, but it's in there. They just haven't posted it yet. And all of those, Rhapsody, all those places where you can buy music, it's a 99-cent download single. It's great. Go ahead and download it. If you want to listen to some upcoming projects we have, you can find us on Reverb Nation. Join our mailing list. We'd appreciate that. And you can hear everything else we got going on that we're working on. And that would be www.reverbnation.com/Mama Kim. And that's a good place. That's a good place to find some samples of some other stuff that we're working on. And then there's always the website, www.mamakim.com. So that's up and in the works. We're under construction there a little bit because we have some really great ideas going on. So
okay.
That's where you can find us.
Okay, cool. So tell me this, I know that you've worked with a lot of different people. So can you share with us some of the people that you work with? And I know you mentioned a little bit at the beginning of the top of the segment in regards to some of the people that are on this new CD. So if you can share that with us.
Yeah, the people that are on it, like I said, it was LA Producer of the Year, Dino Mataloni, who is a fantastic producer. And this album was actually a follow-up to a guest spot that I was blessed to be on where he redid a rock remix of Skilo's I Wish with Skilo. That rock remix can also be found on iTunes. I got to do a little part on that song, which was great fun. And that's how Skilo ended up on my song, and it just took off from there. But he's got these two great songs out that are just absolutely fantastic, enormous productions. And some of the artists that we work with on there, Skilo, of course, he's got a new album that's out.
How was
I believe he released
with him?
It.
How
you
was
know
it
what?
Working with Skilo?
You know what? That is, you want to talk about grounded. That is such a hard-working, entrepreneurial man with a family, a beautiful family, and he's got some incredible spiritual insights, and he's a great person. That's all I can tell you. For what he's been through in the music industry, and he's got a story to tell too, and he is just he's a wonderful, wonderful person. And it was a blessing to get to meet him and to work alongside of him, and I hope we get to work more together in the future. And that's all I can tell you. He's got some great material that's out now too. You could look up. I know he's got a single out that's my favorite called Overdose that I just love. I think it's fantastic. And I'm sure that's all up for sale on iTunes and stuff as well. And then we have an upcoming singing sensation, Lisa Matamoros, who is like born, popped out the mama's womb with this voice that you just – it's just not fair, you know. And she's fantastic, and you hear her there on the track. And she'll have her own single coming out called Hats Off that will also be being produced by Dino Mataloni as well. And I wrote the song, and I'll be featured on that song as well. And so I'm writing for her. She's absolutely fantastic, and so we're excited about that project. And that song is a song that's power for women as well. And then the musicians, of course, Greg Wright played for Michael Jackson for years, toured with him on the Victory Tour, and you can find pictures of him, Victory Tour up there on stage with Michael, and he's played for many other people, and he's got his own blues band going on now, and he's a fantastic, fantastic entertainer. And Dig Lewis, bassist, has played for everyone, Tina Turner, John Cougar Mellencamp. I don't even know all the people he's played for. That man is an incredible person to talk to. He is a genius from what I understand. He was a child prodigy, and reading his information on his website is pretty incredible. He's a fantastic musician. Sometimes I think, how did these people end up, you know, Dino put us all together, though. He knows all of these people for years. He put us all together, and so it was just like the biggest blessing I can't even express to you. And then Acapello came along, and we threw him on there, you know, and anything he touches is just great. He's a fantastic, fresh, young artist that's coming up. He's already got some stuff out there. He's already been working with some big-name people, and he's great. And, you know, we have another song called Heart of Compassion we're about to release on Easter. We're going to release it, and we're hoping to release it accompanying the music video, which we have been in the process of shooting. Very gripping, very political, very controversial.
We like all of that.
Yeah. It's a rap ballad. Yeah, it's a rap ballad, and it addresses some of the issues that are going on in the world today, and like basically challenging you. What are you going to do about it? You know.
Wow.
It's a powerful song.
When you get your hands on that, please make sure you send me that MP3. I would love to. I absolutely will. Featured on the show. I want to ask Mocha D. If she have any questions for Mama Kim.
You know what, I have a couple of questions, you know, but I want to ask you, you know, I know of quite a few people that still saying how difficult it is to really get going in the industry, and, you know, I'm so tired of hearing people say, you got to know somebody. I mean, how difficult was it for you to really get out there and get it started? Did you just run into a many brick walls, or are you that person that could say, hey, it's not about knowing somebody, it's about just really putting that work in, and they will listen to you if you put your work in? You know what I mean?
I more than know what you mean, and you're absolutely right. Through the years, I mean, I've been doing this since I was 19 years old, and I've been doing this for, you know, years. And, you know, my father was in the entertainment industry in the sense that he was a sound engineer for the Meadowlands Arena. He was a sound engineer in all the big casinos in Vegas. My dad knew everyone. My father did shows for Bruce Springsteen and John Cougar and all those people. My dad did shows for Elvis Presley. That didn't help me out in any way getting where I needed to go. It served as a foundation to inspire me, but it didn't, you know, being around all those people, having my father be around all those people, it's, you know, I still had to put in the work. I still had to do the work, and I still had to want it, and I still had to. And I think another big thing, let me just say this really quick, and this is one of the hugest things I see, the hugest mistakes I see with young people trying to come up in something, okay? You have to be honest with yourself what you're good at and what part of things you're not good at. What part of things might you involve somebody else who's better, who could add to what you are good at, and they can carry the part that you're not good at because that's what they're good at. And, you know, you have to be honest with yourself. Like some people, I've met a lot of, you know, people along the way in my life that wanted to sing and they couldn't sing a lick. And you feel so bad, you don't want to tell them. But they wrote great songs, so maybe you want to find somebody else to sing your song. I mean, there's so many ways of going about performing your art and really making it happen, but you have to be willing to be honest with yourself.
And you're right. I understand that, you know. It's amazing how many people want to get into the industry, and you find a lot of people don't want to do any work, don't want to do any footwork, you know, and they would never admit it. They just want to find a reason to keep that air going and saying, oh, it's about who you know. But really, like you said, it's about you got to do your work. What is your plans? What's happening? Are you planning on coming out here to Cali and doing some things out
here?
She's
in Cali. She's in Cali.
I'm in Cali. I'm not here in L.A. Yeah, I'm here in L.A. We're going to put together some shows. We're going to get out there and start showcasing this stuff, you know. And I'm looking forward to that. I kind of want to put together a circuit. I think it's a lot of fun if you put together, a couple songs from a couple different artists and do like a little circuit sort of a thing. And it keeps the show interesting and fresh and fun, and you can all help each other out. And it's just really exciting. I would like to do something like that. I think I'm trying to put together something like that right now. I'm really trying to concentrate on getting the video finished for the one song, because it's a great video, and shooting a video is a lot of work too. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
we're going to go on the road.
I better I better give you that 100% attention. I probably took my mind off, and I apologize because I'm doing quite a bit. I'm doing a lot right now, and I'm at home, and I'm doing quite a bit of work right here. Well, I want to ask you a last question, Carla B, and thanks for opening up the floor to me. I feel like this is my show. No, I'm just kidding. And what I want to ask you is, as far as working with someone, who else do you want to work with? Who are you looking forward to working with?
I am looking forward to working with everybody. Looking forward to working with, because I sit here and I listen to what other people are doing. You know, I keep up with what they're doing, and I listen with a different ear. I don't really listen for entertainment, because I'm an artist. So mm-hmm. I listen right. to it in an artistic way. And when I hear what people are doing, I'm just so proud of them. And wow, that was a great idea. And they inspire me to do other things. And I feel like sometimes I'm sitting here and I'm like, man, if I told them this and this and this, they would love it, you know?
You know what? I'm sorry, go on.
That's okay. So I look forward to working with a lot, with anybody who's really doing it. The only thing, only requirement is that you are really, really willing to work. That's
right.
Because I work hard. I work really hard.
Yeah, wow. I ask you that because to keep it not even 100, to keep it 1,000, there are some people out here that personally I would not work with, but I'm really thinking about that because if I get that opportunity to work with some people, because some people are just not rapping about nothing. Some people, honestly, are just not singing about nothing, in my opinion. That's a matter of opinion, of course. But then when I think about the fact of me being bold enough to say, or the audacity to say I wouldn't work with someone, I have to rethink that because if I get that opportunity to work with them, maybe like you said, I could really make some changes in that. Maybe that's your chance to make a difference and make some changes in what they're singing about, which in my opinion a lot of times isn't nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you, on the other hand, you have something to say, and you're saying it, and you're speaking bold and loud, and I love it. I'm really looking forward to hearing a lot more.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? I do agree with what you're saying 100%. I think if you run into somebody who's just, they're just contributing to the degradation of the world, then maybe they're contributing to the degradation of the world. It's our chance as strong women, as entrepreneurial women, as women who are leaders to mother these people. Really, we're mothers of so many. Even if we're not a mother, if you have an entrepreneurial spirit and you have a deep spirit and you have understanding and you're willing to put it out there, you are a mother to many. So, that's how I got the name Mama Kim, actually.
That was going to be one of my questions.
That's how I keep it. Yeah.
That's what's that. Mm-hmm. Well, let's transition from Mocha D to Carla B. How about that? Yeah. All right.
I love it.
All right, so we're going to definitely get jiggy with it the last 10 minutes of the show. I got a surprise for you, Mama Kim, but before we get into that, I know you kind of sort of touched on some of this question with Mocha D and a little bit before the conversation with her, but the question is this, where do you, before I get to that, I want to get to this. What has been some of your greatest challenges working within this industry we call entertainment?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question, isn't it?
I know.
That's a loaded question, so let me try to keep it simple. The challenges, I would say, are to, it's about keeping it real, really. That's the challenge. The challenge is about, a lot of times you're writing stuff and it's reaching so deep, and then you sit back and you're afraid that maybe you're reaching too deep for people, and people just want that shallow, mindless stuff, and you're thinking, okay, wait a minute, because I can write that all day. I can write shallow, mindless stuff all day long. You know what I mean? But it's you gotta, the challenges are knowing what you're good at, and being honest with yourself, that's number one. And knowing where your weaknesses are and where you might need to bring other team members in to create a project that if you want to reach people with something, you might need other people to help you with their strengths to create this project that's actually very appealing to the public. And so that's the first one. And then secondly, attached to that would be finding people who are willing to work with you and that hard, who are willing to work hard and actually get it done. I've had people come along, I want to do it, and, you know, then you're chasing them down for 3 months and they're never available, and, you know, I got this happened, that happened, I got to go on a date, whatever. And, I mean, you really have to put certain things aside to really make this happen, you know. And it takes a lot of self-discipline. You know, you can't be running off to the movies all the time and running off, you know, to entertain yourself all the time, going to bars and all that kind of stuff. You really have to, you know, discipline yourself, and you have to work with a disciplined group of people. And finding other disciplined people is a challenge. And, you know, it's just all the way around. There's a challenge around every corner. Let me just say that. But if you're determined, and if it's your calling, it's another big one. If it's your calling and you're determined, it will happen. It'll have an evolution, and it'll take place. And you also have to be very patient, because that evolution doesn't happen right when you want it to. It happens in its right time, in its proper time. So.
Right. Yeah. And that's so key. And I think you hit on some very important things tonight, you know, with individuals that may be trying to start a career or continue a career within the industry, because a lot of people think that it's for them, but it really isn't, and they don't figure it out. You know, they didn't spend 15 years in doing something that wasn't for you anyway. So I do agree that people need to really, you know, understand. And I believe that a lot of people, they get passion mixed up with this interest. They say they have a passion for it. It's my passion. But there's a difference.
Sometimes passion is for the purpose of adoration, and sometimes passion is meant to go along with your call. You know, so you got to differentiate between those two things, and you just got to really, you got to know what you were put here with. That's you know, and I guess I'm talking about that because of the name of your radio station and what this is really all about on this particular station is this movement of, you know, of people making something happen with what they have. And you really do have to know what it was you were, what's your strength, and do that. I think there's so many people in the world that are so unhappy in their jobs because they're not in a job that they were called to do. They're doing it because they feared following or feared finding themselves, you know, and they never really followed what they were really great at. And I think people, you know, and then some people get to a place where they think it's too late. Well, you know, I'm here to tell you today, it's never too late.
I totally agree. One second, Mavadia, I want to just touch on something that you spoke about a little bit. You kind of touched on it when it comes to doing what you want to do, and even when it comes to our movement here with EOTM, I think one of the reasons why what we're in today is new media. You know, you see it with the social media on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and Reverb Nation and all the other ones. And I think that and this social media is creating a lot of great entrepreneurs because they are capitalizing on what they have at their fingertips. And that's what is really all about. That's what this movement with EOTM is about. And, you know, just taking off with new media and just, you know, going, just taking it to the top, if you will. And that goes in the same line with as far as entrepreneurship. And I think that you touched on that and you made some great points. I'm sorry, I kind of cut you off. What were you saying?
No, it's okay. I was just in full agreement with what she was saying, because the thing is, what I've learned is that we have a lot of inborn talent, or as we like to call gifts, you know? And a lot of times we see other things and we're fascinated by other things around us, and we want to tap into that, whether we do start going to school for that or start just trying to learn by being as an intern or whatever the case may be. But we try to tap into a lot of things that, like you say, really are not what we were perhaps designed to be. And I think sometimes that's why we have such great difficulties. But then the spiritual side of me says maybe we have such great difficulties doing certain things because the forces that's against us, spiritually speaking, and I'm not going to linger on that, the forces like to stop us from doing the things because they know how well we would flourish in it because that was our inborn gift and strength. Do you kind of understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying, and you're exactly right. You're exactly, you hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's well, I want to definitely, our time is
definitely dwindling. And like I said, Mama Kim, at the top of the hour, what I said was that you should really be a part of a series of shows that we've been doing for 3 years, which is called the Powerful Women on the Move series. So I knew that, but then I really know it now because we really had the chance to talk to
you.
Yeah, we
kind of got a whole other thing going on, don't we?
Exactly, because, you know, it's for the... Yeah, so for the listeners that maybe are just chiming in now, they're like, okay, what was this conversation about Mama Kim? As they read the description, they'll see that you're a recording artist, but we're talking, you know, it's a motivational-like show. So I know that people got a lot from this segment. So before we close, I will definitely play that track, Stay in the Play It, by our future guest tonight, Mama Kim. We got 3 minutes, so Mama Kim, I want you to go ahead again, share your contact information for the listeners, and then I want you to give us any last words that you have.
Okay. First of all, I just really appreciate you guys letting me on tonight, and I more than enjoyed talking to you, and, you know, even beyond the record, just it's been great, and you're just in the same spirit. We're here to help. You know, we're here to help. We're here to raise a new generation. You know, and my music is to make people think. You might think it's all rebellion, but you really need to listen to the words because I'm telling you, I have something to say, and I'm here to raise a new generation and make you think. You know, and make you learn how to walk in integrity and self control and power, and that's what it's about. So, check out the music clips, join the mailing list on www.reverbnation.com/Mama Kim. If you join the mailing list, you'll be able to listen to full streams of the songs. You can find Stay in a Player on Amazon right now. It's going to be on iTunes soon. They haven't posted it yet, but because it's just newly released on Valentine's Day. And you can always go to www.mamakim.com and find all the information about where to go for everything there. So, Thank you, ladies, so much.
Mama Kim, and we'll be talking after this because definitely, you know, I got some ideas, and you definitely, this is your first time on EOTM, but this is not the last, we already know. Mocha D, you got 30 seconds to say last words to Mama Kim.
Mama Kim, 30 seconds would be merely, can I get a Mama Kim, like a M-O-M-M-A or M-O-M-A or M-O-M-A-H?
Okay. It's M-A-M-A and then K-Y-M. Yeah, it's M-A-M-A-K-Y-M.
There you go. I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're gonna close out, and we're going to play Stay in a Play about Mama Kim. But before we do, I got a great vibe from Mama Kim, and I think that she's like a conscious rapper, or not necessarily rapper, but she's a conscious recording artist, I just love conscious music, and this is the first time you're hearing it, probably, Mama Kim, but I do, and I want to say this, I want to say that great artists that choose to sing or rap conscious. These artists are of an intellectual class that far surpasses their counterparts. And kudos to you and all you do, Mama Kim, and we'll talk soon. Everyone, I'm going to play Stay in a Play It by Mama Kim. Check it out. Peace and blessings, y'all. Good night.
Peace and blessings.
Come out of the state, and I never prayed to change my ways. What's the price that I'm going to pay if I stay up late for the rest of my day? And I'm a 38 special now, and I don't even know how I'm building this cap. And when I think about then and now, it's like, wow, mommy, stand up, take the back. Cause everything keeps coming up crazy. I should be pushing daisies for the way that I'm late. But I'd be going to 80s if I stay a player till I'm into my 80s. Mom was wrong, cause I was in the lab recording gospel songs while he was up in the club, stuffing bills in the song. Bow should be letting no hope in the thunder, though it's the man that's really feeling the thunder. Some say it's too good hope in the flood, and the one I'm saying, I play it till I'm 6 feet under.
I'm saying, I'm
saying,
I'm saying, I'm
never go back to the place I was before. As a matter of fact, I'll be laying these boys like I'm laying these tracks, and lay another behind the other one's back. And what the world can do with a good girl to prove when nothing told you to say or doing it true. I was the old and what you knew. No wonder I'm saying a player, so they call K.
Before you even start driven, get it in your head that I'm not another brother with me, a hood rat. You understood that, put it on my hood that if I'm unhappy with the product, I'm bringing the hood back. Money in the picture, it just get all in the way. I'm sick of all the no good women that won't stay. Work they don't pay, really that don't wait. And I already heard enough stuff today. No stress, just cause you're cute and well dressed don't mean you get the keys to my new SS. Might as well guess, I got me a Rolex that I bought last week. Now what does this mean?
And what's the world gonna do with the good girls? I'm through with nothing close to the same as doing it's true. I would be old and it's new. No wonder I'm staying a play until they call J.B. too. Of course I'm back in the game,
taking the chance to be. Taking a chance for me.
I'm taking a chance for me.
Whoa, I love you.